What can you tell me about the efforts at the shelter facility in Kellagruz and certainly registering with the Canadian Red Cross? What's the latest that you know this morning?
Well, anyone that's evacuated from the area of Three Island Pond Road, they don't have to show up at that center, but they can register at the Admiral's Academy. And there's a 1-800 number, 1-800-863-6582, where they can register. And also online with www.redcross.ca/2025Newfoundland Wildfire. So they can register. They don't have to show up at the center if they got other areas that they went to when they were evacuated, but they do need to register so that they are registered that they're out of the area. The evacuation of Three Island Pond, I guess, took place around 4:45 yesterday afternoon. It went very efficiently. Everybody was taken out with the assistance of the ground search and rescue rovers and RNC and town staff. So we're very pleased with the orderly evacuation of that. I just want to clarify, though, that the area that under evacuation alert still remains, and that's the area the south side of Topsail Road from the Outer Ring Road exit to the CBS boundary. They're also clarified, there's a bit of confusion. A lot of people are thinking because of the regional state of emergency, the entire town is on alert, but not. That's just so that the province can assist the municipalities in dealing with the situation.
I imagine there's a lot of level of concern, though. Hey, I mean, what are you hearing from your residents and the surrounding area about how concerned they are about where they're going to have to go next?
Yeah, well, that's a concern, but there's things in place. You know, obviously, with anything like this, I mean, having to leave your home, it's pretty concerning to residents and disturbing, I guess, as well. But there are, you know, the Red Cross and community groups are all coordinated to, you know, take care of these residents if they have to be removed from their homes. One big thing is be prepared. So if you're in that preparedness zone, you should be prepared, have your bags packed or whatever you need, medications, documents, to leave at a moment's notice. So, and if you are out of the area and the evacuation is called for any of those areas, you cannot go back in.
Now, one of the things that we did hear, and this may be anecdotal, but we heard some residents who were in the evacuation zone were leaving notes on their front door to let officials know, hey, we've left the property, we're okay, you can move on to the next home. Is that a recommended practice?
I'm not aware of that, and, you know, that's something that some people, if you do leave, you should always register so that we know you registered. The notes, you mean, obviously, leaving a note on your door could blow off, who knows.
Yeah.
But, you know, the crews on the ground want to make sure that everybody is out of those zones, those evacuation zones. But register with Red Cross, those numbers I gave you, you probably got them as well to share. It's very important that you do so. Even if you found other accommodations with a friend or family member somewhere outside the zone, but register with Red Cross so that we know that you're out of that zone.
One other thing I want to ask you about, I mean, obviously not everyone is the subject of an evacuation order, but a lot of folks will try and go about their daily business, getting to work and so forth out of Paradise. What are you recommending in terms of traffic and commuting today for the best routes out of Paradise into the St. John's area?
Well, all routes are being monitored and controlled by, you know, emergency personnel, RNC. We do recommend that people don't, go into areas just to look or go to vantage points just to look, because that's only problematic and you're blocking up the roadways. You can go about your daily business, but be prepared that if evacuation order on these alert areas comes, that you can't go back into the area. So have your bags ready or whatever you need in them. Mm-hmm. The emergency preparedness is still in place for that area I listed earlier, south of Topsail Road from the Outer Ring Road exit to the CBS boundary. It's being monitored. Our EOC, our town's emergency response plan, is in place. Staff have been in that center since Monday and are communicating with the province on next steps and how the fire is progressing or whatever. So just stay tuned. One big thing for us, we do have a resident notification system that you can register with. You'll get all the current alerts. So go on to our website at www.paradise.ca and register for the notification system. The alerts will come directly to your personal devices, so you've got the current information in your hand at the time.
Well, this isn't necessarily the biggest issue, but it is something that is impacting some people. That's the Canada Summer Games. We've heard that some stuff had to be shifted out of CBS and Paradise as a result of the wildfires and the abundance of caution that people are showing. What do you expect will be the impact for the remainder of the games? Will Paradise have to basically forego anything it was committed to doing over the next few days?
Well, all that stuff was in place, and, you know, all the facilities were in place. So right now we're concentrating on this emergency right now. Yeah. And the Canada Games themselves are coordinating any movement of or games that might be postponed. They would be the best ones to call to on that. One thing I would like to say before I go is that a big thank you to all the first responders out there and the volunteers who are helping with the situation, not only here, but across the province. So great job and keep up the great.
One other quick thing before you go, Mayor Bobbitt, what are you anticipating for today and what will be your focus over the course of the next 24 hours?
Well, right now we're focused on our town and basically, you know, obviously our staff are in place and the emergency response plan is being enacted. And that is our main focus right now, is to make sure our residents are safe. And if evacuation orders do come, that we will make sure that everybody gets out safely. That's the main priority right now.